Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. I have a pretty cool episode scheduled for today that I am pretty excited to share with you. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way and I will get into them. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can also catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. And YouTube is actually the best way to catch me because I post slideshows, I post videos throughout the week with superhero memes and things like that. And you know, you can comment, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, all that good stuff. And you can always email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. All right, so this week I am covering Raven from Teen Titans. Before I do, let me give you a random superhero fun fact. After 3 decades of running around in a lemon yellow cape, green jockey shorts, and a red tunic, Dick Grayson felt it was time for a costume change. Along with the new threads came a new name, Nightwing. So that's how that happened. Alright, so let's get into Raven. Alright, real name is Rachel Roth. At least that's what she goes by when she's kind of like trying to be incognito. Now, Raven first appeared in New Teen Titans number 1, recruiting superheroes to fight her father Trigon. She initially approached the Justice League for help, but they refused her on the advice of Zatanna, who sensed her demonic parentage. In desperation, she reformed the Teen Titans as the New Teen Titans to fight her father. The team consisted of Robin, Kid Flash, Wonder Girl, Starfire, Cyborg, and Beast Boy, who was then known as Changeling, and Raven and her new friends later came to think of one another as family. Trigon soon took Raven to his home dimension. The Titans defeated Trigon and sealed him in an interdimensional prison with the help of Arella, who stayed at the interdimensional door as Trigon's guardian. Raven continued to fight her father's influence and her face started changing. For a period of time, Raven lost control several times in stressful situations, but managed to regain control before Trigon could reassert himself. Eventually, Trigon escaped his prison, destroyed Azarath, came to Earth, and took control of Raven. The Titans were manipulated into having the dark sides of their souls kill the evil Raven by Lilith, who was guided and possessed by Azar, thereby allowing the souls of Azarath and Raven herself, contained inside her rings, to possess her now empty body and use her as a channel to take care of Trigon. After this battle, Raven rose from the ashes, cleansed of Trigon's evil, and vanished. After Raven's disappearance, Arella went around the world in search of Raven. She tracked Raven down, but both of them were kidnapped by Brother Blood. The minions of Brother Blood used Raven to control Nightwing, who was formerly Robin, which we just talked about, as part of Blood's plans. The Titans rescued them both and prevented Brother Blood from returning to power. As a result of the defeat of Trigon, Raven was free to experience emotions for the first time in her life. Raven found she could not only sense but control others' emotions. She learned to handle this power only by unintentionally making the Flash believe that he loved her when she thought she was in love with him. Raven also fostered a relationship with Technopath Eric Forrester, who used the life force of women he seduced to regain some of his lost humanity. That's pretty messed up, dude. That's not cool at all. Alright, Forrester knew that Raven's soul self could help him retain his humanity permanently. This attempt was cut short by the intervention of Joseph Wilson, who is Jericho, to help Raven destroy Forrester once and for all and gain a romance between the two heroes after. Raven was later kidnapped by the Wildebeest Society during the Titans Hunt storyline. The Wildebeest, led by the Trigon-possessed souls of Azarath, were going to use several Titans to bring about the return of Trigon. During a massive battle, Raven was possessed by the evil souls and once again became the evil doppelganger of her father. Aurella, along with Danny Chase, used the power of Vizar's soul to cleanse Raven. In the aftermath, Raven's body was destroyed and Aurella and Danny sacrificed themselves and joined the cleansed souls of Azeroth to become Phantasm. Interesting. Raven appeared possessed by her evil conscience and attempted to implant Trigon seed into new bodies. She interrupted Nightwing and Starfire's wedding and implanted a seed of Trigon into Starfire. Instead of corrupting her, she implanted the soul of the good Raven. This caused Starfire to leave Earth to escape from the evil Raven. The Titans could defeat Raven only because of the help they received from Phantasm. Raven later returned, still evil, to destroy the good version of herself implanted in Starfire. With the help of the Titans, evil Raven was reduced to ashes, and the good part of Raven was given a new golden spirit body completely free of her father's demonic influence. In New Tamaran, Starfire and the golden spirit form of Raven reveal that implanting Raven's soul in Starfire was her plan to get rid of her demonic soul. In her bodiless spirit form, Raven returned to Earth to help extract Cyborg's soul and consciousness from the Technus planet's computer mind. Later, she was instrumental in defeating Imperiex by aiding Wonder Woman and Tempest in repowering Darkseid. As a result, Raven wandered the Earth looking for her place in the world. Well, geez, like, look at how powerful that is. And she's looking for her place? It's wherever she wants it to be, basically. All right. While the spirit of Raven was looking for her place in the world, Brother Blood came to claim her. Her spirit was instilled into the body of a teenage girl by the Church of Blood. The Teen Titans, who had reformed again, discovered the Church of Blood, and they were worshippers of Raven's father, Trigon. They also found a prophecy about the marriage between Brother Blood and Raven that would result in Armageddon. The new team interrupted the wedding, and Raven forced the cult to escape. She then joined the new Teen Titans and enrolled at a high school as Rachel Roth, using her mother's original surname. After her rebirth and much confusion about her new place reborn in the world, Raven's teammate Garfield Logan, who was Beast Boy, began developing romantic feelings for her, and the two became romantically attached. In 52, after the death of Superboy, the Titans began to fall apart. Robin joins Batman, and Wonder Girl left the team. Beast Boy struggled to maintain the team that was flippant towards Raven and their relationship. The new members who did join were only interested in seeking fame and honor rather than looking to fulfill justice. When Beast Boy decided to help Steel on a mission, most of the members left, leaving only Raven and Zatara. Later, Beast Boy, Raven, Offspring, and Aqua Girl aid Steel in launching an attack on LexCorp. Raven also participated in World War III, and eventually Robin, Wonder Girl, and a few new members joined the Titans, making the team whole again. Beast Boy and Raven were among the only members that remained in the team during this period. Raven later quit the team after she and Beast Boy ended their relationship. Letting the others think she was leaving because of Garfield, Raven actually left because she uncovered the secret, or a secret of one of the other Titans. Raven then took advantage of this power with a book of unclear significance. Raven had a diskette containing Jericho's soul. She performed a cleansing ritual over his soul and transformed it into a new body before returning to the team as a full member. So she had like a floppy disk with Jericho's soul on it. All right. Without warning, the Titans are captured by the villainous Titans East and transported to the original Titan Island in New York City, where Raven is placed in the care of Enigma and Duella Dent, who took to torturing her psychologically. Raven manages her escape, and after beating the Titans East, she and Garfield talk about their feelings, but he refuses to dwell on the matter, leaving their relationship uncertain. Following the death of Bart Allen, Raven, along with the other adult Titans, decides to leave the team. Raven decides to pursue her chance at attending high school, having never actually had the opportunity to do that before. Raven then stars in a 5-issue miniseries written by Marv Wolfman with art by Damian Scott. It occurs during the missing year following Raven's attempts at living as an ordinary teenage girl and attending high school. Unfortunately, she gets inadvertently drawn into a mystical fight involving the Medusa mask and has to battle for the lives of her classmates. In the Wizard 177 magazine, Wolfman briefly described the series, saying she needs to be on her own and in charge of herself for the first time in her life. This is more than just a tale of Raven. It sets up her new life. And I like that. I dig that. It's actually going to kind of feed into my ideas for her. Now, Raven discovers that Trigon had more than one child, so her half-siblings and that a trio of children devoted to her father are behind the attacks. She's affected, along with many of the other Titans, by these three beings. Raven's three half-brothers use her and Beast Boy as keys to open up a portal to Trigon's realm. Raven uses her own power of influence, to influence greed in others to make the other half-brother steal what little power Trigon had left. The portal is then closed, and Trigon's sons, believing they have gained great power, leave. Raven's half-brothers later return to provoke her demonic side, causing her to leave the Titans and join them. However, the team was able to track them down and convince Raven to join the side of good once more. She later provided a number of other artifacts, all capable of killing her, to the Titans as terms of her staying for the team. Battered and dazed, Raven arrived at Titans Tower, where she was rescued by the newest roster of Teen Titans. While she was recovering, Beast Boy stated that he was still in love with her and would remain so despite whatever difficulties were involved. Raven decided to stay with the Teen Titans, now acting as a mentor to the younger members. When the Teen Titans attempted to return home, Raven was kidnapped and taken to another dimension by Wild. Wild revealed that Raven was the one who created him. When Raven was traveling dimensions looking for her father, her soul self caused all the animals she visited to merge into one being, the Wild. The Titans enter the Wild world to rescue Raven, and Wild is eventually destroyed by Static, who is an awesome hero. We did a deep dive on him a long time ago. It was great. In the final issue of this incarnation of the Titans, Superboy Prime and his Legion of Doom attack Titans Tower. Raven stops Kid Flash just before he can take care of Inertia, and she then reveals her soul self to Headcase, terrifying and in so defeating him. After the Legion of Doom is defeated and Superboy Prime is bound to the Source Wall, Beast Boy and Raven have a talk about her difficulty in reading Solstice's emotions after Beast Boy had accused Raven of leaving her behind, and he refused to believe her when she stated it wasn't on purpose. They also talked of their encounter with Headcase. Eventually, Raven starts to open up about her true feelings, and Beast Boy makes it clear that he doesn't want to escape from any part of her. Touched, Raven decides that she needs to embrace the positive feelings inside her rather than just the negative ones. Beast Boy assures her that this is part of being human and points out, "I think you've worried enough about the bad, so why don't we focus on the good for a change?" With that, the two reconcile and share a heartfelt kiss. Aww. Now, after the events of the 2011 Flashpoint series, the history of the DC universe was altered, resulting in the New 52. Raven makes her New 52 debut in the first issue of The Phantom Stranger. There she is shown as a girl in a black and white striped sweater becoming distraught at a funeral over the overwhelming emotion emanating from the people there. The Phantom Stranger takes Raven to Stonehenge, which is the portal between Earth and the realm of Trigon, being told by a higher power what must be done. The reluctant stranger unwillingly hands her over to Trigon. Bonehead move, dude. Alright. Raven made her first Teen Titans appearance in Teen Titans Volume 4, Number 16. Raven, sporting a new costume, is introduced by Trigon as his Black Bird of Terror to his minions. It's strongly suggested that Raven has been controlling Robin's emotions. And during Trigon's invasion of Earth, she approached a near-dead Beast Boy who had been assaulted by Deathstroke earlier in the remains of the Ravager's facility. After being touched by Raven, Beast Boy awoke. When he asked if Harvest had sent her, she apologized, stating that she brought him into the fray much sooner than she expected, saying, "Hush, we are birds of a feather now. You are mine to control." As Raven mind controlled him and teleported them to New York, where Trigon and the Teen Titans are in battle. Wow. Okay. Let's see here. Trigon reveals more of Raven's origins. He has had a son from each of the other worlds he's conquered, but Raven is his only daughter. Trigon let Raven's mother, Irella, live because he considered that she needed to be raised by humans to recreate the seven underrealms in her own image. Irella fled with her daughter to Azeroth, where the monks taught her how to control her dark side and avoid Trigon's influence on her. Now, years later, she escaped from Azeroth to protect her mentors and planet from Trigon and fled to the Earth, where Phantom Stranger captured her for Trigon. Raven spent time in the underrealms, where the time flows faster or was compressed. Trigon thought he only needed to liberate her and not control her to make Raven have her own image. Impressed, Trigon handed her the throne of the underrealms to rule the place as queen. Okay. In New York, Trigon's three sons, Belial, Ruskoff, and Suge, assault the Teen Titans to take Raven back. Raven, Beast Boy, and the Titans defeat them, but Trigon appears again and takes control of the Titans, save for Red Robin, Raven, and Beast Boy. The manipulated Titans attack, and while Raven and Beast Boy distract them and Trigon, Tim cuts through Trigon's eyes with his inertrite wings. Pulling out the wings from his eyes, Trigon compliments Tim before suddenly disappearing. Soon after, a woman and a group of suited men come through the portal, informing them that they will take Simon to custody, and that's a Simon with a P, and make the incident appear as if it had never happened. When questioned about the police officer Simon has killed, the woman reveals it was a hallucination by Trigon, so it has never actually happened. That seems pretty lame. Not gonna lie. Not impressed by that at all. Alright. Raven and Beast Boy are later reaccepted into the Teen Titans. But Raven brings controversy to the team by revealing Tim's flirtatious relationships when under Trigon's control. Raven goes into her room, leaving the awkward situation behind. There, she summons her father, saying, "Father, I am one of them. Your plan worked perfectly," leaving questions on to what side she's actually playing for. Bom, bom, bom. Alright, meanwhile, Tim calls Raven aside, telling that if something happens to him, the team will look up to her to lead them. After the events of Trinity War, the Earth's greatest heroes are gone and the Crime Syndicate of America has taken over the world. The Teen Titans challenge the Crime Syndicate, but are easily overpowered by Johnny Quick and Atomica and then flung into the time stream. While the Titans are constantly flung through time, Raven is sent a few thousand years back in time. There, she is challenged by Etrigan the Demon, who recognizes her as Trigon's daughter and tries to kill her. Raven is saved by Wonder Girl, who suggests that the way to stop Raven's powers, since she was born and raised in a world between worlds, was to manipulate the energy within the time stream. Raven succeeds in anchoring the Titans with her soul self, teleporting them through time. The Titans arrive 20 years into the future, where the son of Superman, John Lane Kent, has massacred most of the Earth's superheroes, leaving only a few, including Beast Boy, now calling himself Beast Man. Wasn't that a He-Man villain? Yeah, I think it was. And Rose Wilson. Superboy, Kal-El, and John battle, and Khan triumphs. But Khan is sent elsewhere by an unknown power, and a severely injured John is swapped unknowingly as Superboy by Logan and Wilson. The Titans depart again to an alien planet on the 30th century, where Kid Flash is a rebel leader and a war criminal, Bar-Tor. While the Titans stay to witness the trial of Kid Flash, Raven deduces Superboy as John and helps send him back to the present time so that he can find a cure for his deteriorating body condition. Leaving Kid Flash and Solstice in the future, the Titans return to their original time and are united with Bunker, Beast Boy, and Skitter. Raven finds out that their journey has severed Trigon's control over her. Followed by an attack by the villain Grimm, the Titans plan a final attack on Harvest's new colony. Harvin is reluctant to join because of her past actions, but Bunker tells her that everybody deserves a second chance, and Raven changes her mind. In the colony, they are surprised to find that everyone has returned to normal, and even the victims of the culling have been restored to life. Raven plays a crucial role by finding out Harvest's scheme to extract all the metagenes to create a massive DNA strand for his usage. That's crazy. Alright, this is destroyed by Raven's soul self, and Harvest is finally defeated. I mean, would something like that even work? Like, I mean, I know comic plans are kind of outrageous, but that's still a lot. Alright. Sometime after leaving the Teen Titans, Raven set out to learn more about her human relatives in San Francisco. Raven attempted to conceal her powers before having a misadventure and then later abducted by Damian Wayne, who recruited her to be part of the new Teen Titans team. He was establishing to take down his grandfather, Ra's al Ghul. It was then revealed that the Demon's Fist, the team initially led by Damian before he decided to follow Batman, were hunting each of the assembled Titans, and Damian had abducted for their initiation into the League of Assassins. Raven turns out to be the target of the assassin named Plague, whose hands can rot, decay, and take the life out of anything she touches. Wow. Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot to deal with. But man, like, what do you guys think? Like, her history is pretty crazy. Like, they haven't done a whole lot with her, but she is, like, super powerful. Now, let me get into her powers. Now, Raven is the daughter of the cosmic demon Trigon. Raven inherited his power, making her an extremely powerful demon in her own right, and is granted both immense magical and psychic powers. In her earlier appearances, her powers are said to be strong enough to destroy a universe if left unchecked. In more recent stories, she is seemingly the most powerful of Trigon's offspring, and her power was compared to the demon lord Neron, to whom she is stated to be superior, and the latter character portrayed as accepting this as fact. And you know, it's because she's female, because females are smarter than males. It's just a fact. It's just a bad guys do more dumb stuff. Okay, primarily an empath, Raven can sense pain and disease and remove them, at least in her earlier appearances, assimilating them into her own body and expunging them, but at the cost of great physical pain. She can also read the emotions of others and control them, also granting her telepathic-like insight into their minds. She can also induce calmness, suppress negativity, and even make someone fall in love with her. By absorbing the pain of the wounded into herself, she can induce rapid healing for the injured person. In addition to her psychic-related powers, she's considered highly adept in the mystical arts, which is partly connected to her soul self. She's capable of a plethora of abilities through magic, including teleportation, time travel, manipulation of shadows and darkness, hypnosis, telekinesis, and chaos magic through her soul self. Now, a variant of magic in DC Comics capable of performing magical acts without following the systems, like she doesn't have to do incantations or chants or anything like that. Now, like her brothers, Raven can induce and amplify one of the seven deadly sins, which in her case would be pride, or all seven of them, in any living being. However, doing so will cause her to suffer spells of nausea and vomiting for several days afterwards as side effects. Raven also has limited precognition, which allows her to predict future events that are about to happen, although this happens involuntarily and infrequently. She has also been shown to be an excellent hand-to-hand combatant, although she rarely uses these abilities. Raven can also astral project a solid black energy form that takes the shape of a bird called her soul self. Her soul self can travel long distances, become intangible, and is able to communicate telepathically. It can act as a shield, absorbing a limited amount of energy and solid matter, regurgitating them before reintegrating them with Raven. Using her soul self, she can also convert her physical body into her soul self and carry or teleport herself and others over a limited distance. Her soul self can mentally subdue at least one person by enveloping them inside of itself, and Raven's soul self could initially stay outside of her body for exactly 5 minutes. Failure to reintegrate in time would cause mental torment for her, though she eventually overcame this limitation. Raven also possesses a few weaknesses to her abilities. As an empath, she is unable to completely disconnect herself from others' emotions, and being around too many people with heightened emotions can pose a risk to her. Raven is also susceptible to overwhelming mystical forces. Well, aren't we all? Okay, so fun facts. A teenage Raven appears in Teen Titans. This version is a member of the eponymous team who wears a purple hooded cloak with black leotard and possesses gray skin, violet eyes, and shoulder length blue hair. She also appears in New Teen Titans segment of DC Nation Shorts. She appears in Teen Titans Go. She's been all over. I'm not going to keep going into all of her appearance because, I mean, it's all over the place. Raven's actually really popular. But yeah, she's been all over. She's a great character to have in, because she's like the hot goth girl, right? Everyone needs the hot goth girl. But what I want to know, what are your thoughts on Raven though? What would you do with her? What kind of story would you put her in? Does she belong on the screen? Let me give you my final thoughts, and we'll go into it. So, I think Raven, personally, is pretty awesome. Simply because she has an aspect to her personality that isn't in your normal superhero kind of mantra. She's not the same, like, depressive-wise as Batman. She's not the same kind of magic user as Constantine, Zatanna, Doctor Strange, or Doctor Fate. And in a lot of ways, her demeanor is pretty dynamic, more so than a lot of other heroes out there. But what can be done with her? Like, would her story support something on screen? As much as the Titans tried to, I don't think it succeeded very well in that. Like, I don't know if it was the acting, I don't know if it was, because I thought the acting was fine, but I don't know if it was the writing or what, but the Raven character just didn't really connect with me. So what would you do with the character? I was giving it some thought, and I don't want to see her on the screen as much. Like, personally, I'd love to see a comic series with her on a quest to ultimately fight Trigon for supremacy once and for all. Now, Trigon's supposed to be this cosmic demon, so I put her kind of like I put Trigon as kind of like a hell lord, you know? Like, he's got his own section of what could be considered hell. So, for all intents and purposes, I'm using that terminology. But I want to see her ultimately fight Trigon for supremacy once and for all. Like, something that would force her to grow, mature, innovate, and at the end, she'd have to fight her father, and only one could survive. Like, with her winning, it would push her into this unique position as a Lord of Hell, and all the responsibilities that would come from it. Like, would the real influence out of all of this be Trigon? Would it be Hell? Was it coming from Trigon? Would it just kind of come from the environment that they were in? Would the demons he ruled over try to mutiny against Raven? And one of the bigger things is, how could she be a hero while she ruled a part of Hell? You know? Like, there's a lot of implications and potential stories that would stem from this. And this would also lead her to be one of the, like, major, major players in the DC universe. And with the Titans' history, there's a lot of backstory to play with and develop on that. So I think it could go very, very far. But I want to know what you guys think. Do my ideas have any kind of solid ground? Is it anything to stand on? Let me know. You can always email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, and YouTube is absolutely the best way. I post videos often. Like, comment, subscribe. Let me know in the comments what you would do. and we can have a discussion, and then other people can join in and we can grow from that. Who knows? Maybe we'll have this like really awesome idea that DC's like, hey, we need to do that. I don't know, but it could happen, right? But yeah, and you can catch me on Instagram as well, and X under Super Deep Dive. But yeah, that's what I got. I want to know what you think. Let me know, and we'll go from there. But in the meantime, guys, I think that's going to do it for this week. I hope everyone's blessed. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone is safe, and hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. I'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.